Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan. This is a Skype call down to the Gulf Coast. And I got my man, Jared Kinney, on here with me. And look at this studio he's in, boys and girls. What's going on around here? Jared, what's up?
Nothing much, man. How you doing?
Dude, good. It's good to be connecting. We recently had a weekend. We went down to, what was the name of that great brewery down there?
Big Beach. It's the
Big
best.
Beach. Yeah. Tried out their new beers. Oh, dude, what has been good down in your neck of the woods?
Well, as you can see, I have this whole great, fantastic setup. Been streaming on Twitch a lot lately. I'm just trying to get, Twitch affiliate.
Yeah.
So in order to hit that wicket, you need to hit like 50 followers, get like 4 viewers or average 4 viewers, and then hit like a certain amount of hours streamed. Hours streamed is easy. I've done that already. But it's just the follower count and the average viewers for each stream, basically.
It is the same game, I guess, on each of these social medias. Like, same with I'm trying to establish the YouTube channel a whole lot more.
Yep.
And so you get 100 subscribers, you can go live, and then you get to monetize at 1,000. But then they add these clauses to where, like, if you want to monetize, you have to have at least 4 shorts. I think per week, you have to retain a retention rate with your long form videos and. It's crazy, but I mean, a lot of people are hitting those numbers, so I know it's not impossible, you know.
Right. Yeah, I think same thing. Like the way I stream, I know with YouTube and stuff. Like, I can stream to both Twitch and YouTube, but obviously YouTube doesn't like you just said, you need a certain amount of followers and subscribers. But I've been capturing gameplay and trying to create clips and stuff for like TikTok and YouTube, so I've been learning that. I only have a few so far, but I don't want to put out, you know, clips that aren't either funny or like that I think are pretty decent.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I mean, you're building a brand, you know.
Right.
Like, why are people going to watch you game? And speaking of games, man, like, what all video games are you streaming?
Lately, we've been playing a lot of FIFA. I don't even know what really got us into FIFA. Like, we never really. It's not like part of the yearly rotation of games that we play. But we've been playing that. With a couple buddies of mine, we'll play in a club league. It's like, you know, you control one person, I control one person. You can name them whatever you want. But we've been playing that, grinding that out. But we've been playing Warzone 2. They just launched their new resurgence mode and a new map. So it's like higher, you know, faster pace, just pure chaos. The game's still a little broken. A lot of people are like talking down on the game just because there's a lot of bugs and stuff. And, you know, the company's worth $1 billion. So it's just like, you know, do they care that much? you know, just a lot of people talking shit about it. But I enjoy it. I think it's fun. And I enjoy watching other people play too. Just taking, you know, some of their methods of how they do their whole stream, how they talk to people and shit like that. Just taking what they do and trying to implement it in what I do.
But I mean, this content, it does, like how I found out about like Twitch and all these stream engines and all that. I mean, it was through podcasts. These gamers are podcasters and they're also content creators.
Right.
And man, it's a niche community that isn't so niche anymore. It seems to be like the fastest growing industry right now for specifically Americans.
Yeah, definitely. I know. At least with Twitch, it's huge in America, but like YouTube's really big over in Europe too. I mean, YouTube's massive.
Right.
But like the YouTube gaming community's growing. It's just so crazy how just something from gaming is just so, I think COVID had a lot to do with it because everyone was cooped up in their homes. What else is there to do? Like, oh, play video
games.
And then it kind of became like the cool thing again. Or not again, but it just, you know, kind of became the cool thing. But yeah, it's cool to see other people doing it, people getting into it, and kids are getting scholarships to go to college to play video games now. It's really cool.
Yeah, the whole culture has kind of shifted the way it was when we were, you know, growing up. I'm sure you're originally from the Boston area, and I'm sure your parents gave the same speech that mine gave, is you're wasting your life. Go outside, get a skill.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember, with the original Modern Warfare 2, do you remember game battles back in the day, GBs?
Oh, yeah.
So we were heavy into that, and I used to play so fucking much. Like, I could play for 12 hours, 14 hours, and just play straight. And with GBs, we were on a team. We got invited to a tournament, I think, in New York, I believe. Got invited to a tournament, asked my parents to go, and they said no, whatever. And I was just devastated. And I'll never forget, they said, there's no money in video games. You can't make a living off playing video games.
Who's laughing now, Ma?
I know. So at that time, I was in like 7th or 8th grade when that happened. You know, so I'm like old enough where, you know, you could have went with one person or like an adult and go play a video game tournament, whatever, because it's in New York. It's not too far from where we were. But then when that one of the Fortnite tournaments happened a few years ago and the kid was like 11 or 12 years old, won like $600,000 or something fucking astronomical. I'll never forget. I sent that clip to my parents and it wasn't as much of like a fuck you, but it was like, well, you guys were wrong. I told you so. Exactly.
Yeah, it was. I told us so. Yeah, exactly. But now I remember those days, man. It was, there was only one house in the Millport Kennedy area where me and Sid are from that had like really great internet. Cause like online gaming for us was like us pairing Xboxes on like two different televisions in different rooms and multiplayer in that way.
Yep, the LAN parties.
Yeah, exactly. And then like when the internet finally hit in our area, which I mean, we're 10 years behind everywhere. I remember going over to mine and Sid's buddy, Scott, his house, and we would play online. And man, that it was game changing, like literally, because like made you a way better player, like competing online and then playing with your buddies who weren't online. You could totally tell a difference, you know,
right?
This, you weren't just playing the computer anymore.
Yeah.
And it changed everything. And just with Twitch, I mean, maybe for the listeners, I mean, obviously on your side, they're well aware of what it is. But so, I mean, what would you say when Twitch really started blowing up? Probably 2-3 years ago, like COVID, like you were saying?
I think so. But really, I think the thing that put it on the map was Ninja. Have you heard of Ninja, the Fortnite guy with blue hair, whatever? He actually streamed with Drake. And it blew up, had like, I don't know what his amount of listeners were at like the peak of that stream, but he streamed with Drake, blew it the fuck up on internet, on Twitter specifically. And then Drake, even his first tweet in like 3 years was at Ninja.
Nice. Got that
and
shout
so
out.
That shout out was huge. And then he played with Travis Scott and Juju Smith-Schuster, and I think Drake. They played a squad game, if I'm correct. But that happened. It was fucking crazy. Everyone in Ninja was, like, the best. I mean, he was really good. I think he was the best, like, when it started getting big. And then, like, people caught up to him. But I think that was, like, the first boom, really, with, like, the whole Twitch streaming, like, video game stuff. Like, you can get paid money. And then, yeah, like, that kind of, you know, maintained up until COVID. Then COVID was just another fucking
boom. Yeah. And even with, like, kids, man, my nephew, he's, you know, 10 years old. And I get on him all the time. He's wanting to watch other people play the game that he owns on YouTube or on Twitch instead of playing it himself. And it's kind of like it's the popular thing right now. It's, you know, let's play. And yep. and sometimes there's commentary, or sometimes, you know, you got a side screen of the gamer, then you can actually see what he's doing. And, you know, there's a lot to that. I'm in the Dark Souls. That's my favorite game franchise at the moment. You got Hogwarts Legacy is huge right now. Any sporting game, any, you know, Fortnite or Call of Duty, all that's huge. What is some of your, you said FIFA and Warzone. What are some of your, what are those your favorites? Are those your go-tos right now to stream?
Yeah, right now, but I know in a few months it'll change up. I probably won't be playing FIFA too much. I'll be playing MLB The Show. Like, that's my game in the summer, like literally from spring.
Yeah, Boston all the team's way to looking fall. Good.
I fucking hope so, dude. I mean, we got Xander Bogaerts. He's not with us anymore. It wasn't the best off season with just not making acquisitions or trades and stuff like that. But I mean, we got, you know, your doppelganger, Justin Turner.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all got my boy from the Dodgers.
I know. We're going to need to go to a game. And I was telling my dad that because I told him we were doing this tonight. And I was like, he looks exactly like Justin Turner. And I'm telling him, come up to a game, put on a uniform, even get some, like, you know, baseball pants with the hat, put some eye black on, grab a beer, and just.
And just be right above the dugout, be like, dude, we're brothers.
Yeah, I guarantee you, you'll make it on at least the Jumbotron, if not SportsCenter, Twitter, all that shit. I think what is he doing up in the stands?
Poopy in, coach.
But yeah, I think
you ever feel so arrogant that you think you might could hit off an MLB pitcher?
I don't think I could hit off. I love baseball. People forget all decade team, Woburn High, 2010 to 2020, but. I don't think I could hit off an MLB pitcher, but I know I could hit him out of the, like, if I'm taking batting practice, I could hit dingers easily. I could say I could put a few out. I would love to get to batting practice at Fenway Park, obviously being from Boston, but, like, I'm a right-handed hitter. Left field isn't too far, but the fucking, you know, the green monster's so high. If I got to foul tip a ball, I would be happy just because those balls are they're so fucking fast.
I'm telling you, dude. I remember, like, just growing up playing park ball, and then I took 2 years off and I tried out for the high school team. And I remember just, like, what a difference, like, those years off and, like, just how fast things were coming.
Yeah.
And a huge adjustment. But I was never really a power hitter opposed to my size. Like, I was always good, like, getting the runners around the bases, and, like, I'm slow as shit, so I can pop one off the left field and I might be standing on the second. He might throw me out at first. Who knows?
Yeah, I think the big thing, too, that I've seen that happen, like, twice, I think.
That's my high school legacy, dude. I got thrown out at first base from right field one time, and, like, I wanted to quit. So how does this happen?
I think that the big jump is, like, once kids start throwing curveballs, and it's just, like, everything you know is just flip upside down. It's I think that's, like, a huge adjustment. So I think that, like, kids get discouraged and stuff like that, but as long as you keep doing it, then.
Well, dude, I wanted to take this time. You are a user, and Manscaped is an official sponsor of the show, and so they sent all these wonderful gifts to us. We got this right here. This little package holds everything that you need for the beard trimmer. Now, the guard, it comes off. But the coolest thing about the guard, right there at the turn of your finger, you control how much you're taking off. You can kind of see the guard going up and down. This is game changing.
Yeah, it is.
I've been sporting a beard for a while. I know you're military, but you're on your way out, so you can start sporting that beard. It's like there's nothing worse than like having to keep up with all the different guards that you're using. And, dude, I'm telling you, like, this is – we're living in the future. They're with the Jetsons with this stuff.
Yeah, I was wondering how that worked. I've been getting the emails with that new product, the beard trimmer. But, I mean, I look, if you can't see, I got the fucking – there you go.
Yeah.
But the lawnmower 4.0 there, the fucking, I'm a huge believer in the fucking ball deodorant, the crop preserver.
They sent it to me, and if it wasn't for your word, I probably would have never started using it. Because you swear by it, and I've been using it for right around a week, 2 weeks now. And
wait till the summer.
Dude, it's
it's incredible.
This is game-changing stuff.
Yeah. You just I was telling my friends earlier, because I'll shoot your promo code out to people who I think would use it. But just in the summer, like down – like the heat in the South is so bad. Like people on the East Coast, Northeast, they might get it because it gets a little hot up there. But every day with the humidity and shit, it's so bad. But you take that ball deodorant, lather a little up, you know, right in the right in the nut pit, and that first breeze up your shorts,
AC is blowing, baby,
into that pit. Just the coldness, the cool chef's kiss. It's fucking phenomenal. No
that
chafing,
is what I'm finding.
No sweating, no swamp nuts. It's fucking, it's perfect. I've been using them for probably 4 years now. It's incredible.
I'm about to start swearing by this. The promo code is Porch Talk, all one word, all caps, manscaped.com, and you can treat your downstairs mix-up today. So, man, yeah, I appreciate you being a part of the shout-out. Now all I got to do is get me a clothing company to sponsor me. That way I don't look like a slob all the time. And then we're talking. What's going on? Like, can I give a shout out to some of my favorite clothing stores? Like this whole Manscaped thing, I'll tell you how it like cropped up. Like we've been back and forth for since 2021, and they would email me in Q4.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be like November. And, you know, they asked for the numbers, and great guys there. You know, they immediately wrote back. It's like, we're really interested in your show. Unfortunately, the numbers aren't there for us. They wrote me back in 2022 in November again. I shared with them the numbers, and oddly enough, I didn't hear anything back. And I was like, wow, that's strange. And I get another email in January. It's like, hey, we're on board. Let's go. And I'm like, oh, cool.
No shit. Yeah.
And I was like, well, let's rock and roll, you know? And so, like, to be sponsored by the number one in men's grooming, it means a lot to me. They sent me a care package. I've been using the hell out of it, and I realized that all these years that I haven't been using their products, I've been disrespecting myself.
Yeah, it's just between the ball deodorant, the lawnmower, and just like the crop wipes, and just there's so many products. And I use it on my feet too. There's like a foot spray. Did you get the foot spray? I got the foot spray. The foot spray is phenomenal. No sweaty ass feet.
I've got the ball toner, the Crop Reviver right here. I don't have the foot spray.
Okay. Yeah, I think I added on to my package to get the little thing of foot spray.
But this is nice too, because it smells great. The Crop Reviver. They call it the ball toner, but it's got like in between like using the ball deodorant and that. I couldn't imagine like a lady going downstairs and like, oh, dude, you stink. I could not imagine that.
You see the memes all the time. Just like when she gags and you're like, oh, I'm sorry. Is it too big? And she's like, no, because you fucking stink.
So, guys, you don't have to worry about that with Manscaped.
Yeah. It's so fucking funny.
Well, dude, I know that we have talked about it a little bit, but I wanted to ask you about this big LED in the background here. We got some neon going. Like, where did you come up with a name for your Twitch? Because I think it's badass, brother. Even your logo is just great.
Yeah, my buddy made the logo here. I'll pull it up on my thing real quick. So my buddy made the logo for me, and he had the idea pretty straightforward. He was like, dude, I have it in my head, basically. Oh, no, not that. Hold on, where is it? There we go. I'll pull it up on my stream so people can see it. But he goes, I sent him pictures of, like, my overlay of, like, what I use for, like, transitions and stuff like that. And it's like a red theme, and he goes, okay, black, red, gray. And he was like, what about Scarface, black and white? And I was like, dude, that's sick. And he was like, okay. And he was like, with like a headshot, whatever. And he took the outline of JFK's head and like just fucking made it black and white, split it down the middle and put like the bullet effects in it. It's fucking perfect.
Yeah. And, dude,
JFK's, it's my initials. I mean,
yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It's perfect.
Your mother was thinking, but Jared fucking Kenny is a great middle name.
I love it.
But yeah, I mean, it's all good, dude. Loving it. So just one more thing about Twitch is, as far as people finding you, how do they go do that on your Twitch?
So it's my username's JFK_headshots. I usually post it out on all my socials, Instagram, Twitter. Every time I go live, I post it on Twitter. It auto my streaming platform or my streaming software posts it on Twitter. Instagram, I'll put it on my stories, Facebook stories. Sometimes I'll post like an actual like Facebook post. But I usually post an hour or two before I go live, or if I have plans to play with like a friend or two, then I'll post it like a day ahead of time saying, hey, you know, I'll be live at this time. But yeah, cool. JFK_headshots. All the followers are much appreciated.
Yeah, dude, and I'm gonna get in the game and give you a follow, and I'll tell the boys, because my roommate here is he's wanting to start a Twitch. I shared that with you.
Yep.
And I appreciate all the help and everything that you've sent to me as far as like getting that going. Mm-hmm. And he was going so far as like, we'll keep it like Porch Talk affiliated. We'll be like games on the porch. I was like, no, don't call it what you want to. And yeah. So like, let's just keep it as, you know, listeners of Porch Talk know you, same with you, you know, it's like, dude, this is your thing. It's just like getting to hang out with you in a different way.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm a gamer, you're a gamer. Yeah, come hang out with the boys, you know?
Yeah, especially, it's like, it's so weird too, because like, I think with gaming, like I talk so different between gaming and like, you know, in real life, like the shit you say, just the reactions, just freaking out, saying, you know, crazy shit.
Yeah.
Saying you're going to tickle someone's colon. It's just, you know, it's
somebody's it's game mom. And talk.
It's funny.
There's racial slurs being thrown.
Sometimes people do throw those, dude. It's the toxicity. Like when Call of Duty first came out.
You thought Twitter was right.
Dude, you thought Twitter's bad. Call of Duty lobbies are fucking incredible. Like, When Modern Warfare 2 came out, me and my buddy, we were like, we just fucking around playing, and we started playing Search and Destroy. And usually we're on an Xbox party, so you can't hear anyone else. You can only hear you and your friend. And we were like, dude, let's go into game chat and like see if we can hear people talking shit. So we hop into game chat, and the first fucking game, it's so perfect because like during the match, during the round, you can only hear your teammates. And if you win the round or lose the round, you can hear the other team like in the intermission, and just the shit talk, it took off, and we just, dude, we loved it. And we did that for like 2 weeks straight, just shit talking. And it's just, you know, COD was back. It was all the way back. It's great.
Yeah. One thing about Fortnite, which I think is crazy, and a friend of mine, he just recently showed me this video. It's just, this guy, he's like a Fortnite comedian. Mm-hmm. But oddly enough, he doesn't get a whole lot of kills until the very end. You know how like the Fortnite chat works? It's like you can only hear like proximity if they're close to you on the map.
Yeah.
And so, like, they'll gather up and they'll build this structure where, like, they're all just talking and hanging out together. And that's how they lure people into them. And so, when they finish everyone around, then they, a Mexican standoff. It's like, it's you and me. Who's going to go? And so, it's clever.
I'm glad Call of Duty, they added proximity chat. It makes for great content, like for very creative people. Like, I know there's this one female streamer, obviously her voice, very feminine. So she'll go into games with a voice changer on to deepen her voice, and she'll start talking. And then, like, in the middle of talking, she'll turn the voice changer off and have her normal voice. And, like, people are like, what the fuck?
Whoa.
They're like, they think someone's near them, like another person. They're like, hold on, someone's here, like voice chat, like, or prox chat, they'll say. And they'll just, like, try to be quiet, and then she'll keep talking, and then they'll realize it's her, and they're like, what the fuck? And she's like, oh, sorry, my boyfriend had to go, to the bathroom. He just handed me the controller. And then she'll get, like, 4 kills, and they're all freaking out. It's really funny. She's very creative
just, for that. Just a whole grift in that sense.
Yeah.
Well, dude, I wanted to – you are soon to be a veteran of – man, you're doing, like, what is this, like, way out papers?
Yeah, we're doing – I'm starting my out process stuff. So it's like everything between like my VA claim, getting all that stuff for disability, just separation paperwork. It's just so much stuff. And like there's a lot of good resources out there, but like a lot of people are afraid to ask like for help. Like I'm one of them. I will wait till last minute to ask for help.
Yeah, and I like this because this is like unsolicited help because I'm the same way, like anything. If it's student loans or anything, it's like I'm not going to like phone a friend. It's like it's not that I'm too ashamed to ask. I just feel like really dumb that I don't know,
Right, yeah. And I mean, there's no shame in asking questions. Like when your teacher said like there's no such thing as a stupid question, there really is no such thing as a stupid question. I mean, if it's me and you and we're bullshitting and you ask a stupid question, I'll say – that's a fucking stupid question.
But yeah, like,
you know I'm fucking with you, but I'll answer it.
Yeah, we're the boys. You're gonna drag me.
Right. Yeah. But you didn't know fucking this and that, or you didn't know what
this is. You living under a rock?
Yeah. But yeah, no, there's no shame in asking questions, asking for help. There's so many resources though for veterans, and like, it's so weird because like, if you aren't proactive about it and Googling stuff and getting on these social medias and like following veteran support, either groups or pages, like you'll be in the fucking dark and you will just transition with no fucking help, no nothing whatsoever.
And paperwork undone.
Oh yeah. And like, so if there's I don't know if you have any people who are veterans or whatever, if they want to shout out to me on Twitter or whatever, however they want to get in touch with me, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, just shoot me a DM and we'll shoot the shit and we'll, get you the resources you need.
Well, that's the same way. Like anytime anyone is like interested in like podcasting or, any of the things that I'm actively doing that I actually know something about, I'm very quick to help them. And it's such a good reference to have because it's someone who's actually in the fray and, you trust them because they're doing it. On top of that, like, and not to go off into it too much, it's not one is administration or the other, but I really do believe, and I'm so thankful for our veterans and those who serve our country, but a lot of times I feel like they are really left out in the cold after their service is
over. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Over, yeah. As far as finding employment or if it's any kind of mental health or just anything in general, we almost treat them like a second grade citizen, like, and it should be the opposite. So, like, I'm very thankful that, you know, like, hey, I'm on my way out. Like, if you want to know what this is like, reach out to me, you know, because
right.
God love our servicemen and women, you know?
Yeah, they, what was I going to say? With, like, all that, too, like, just veterans in general, like, a lot of these, I've been attending a lot of Zoom calls recently with, like, just different veteran agencies, like, trying to help us, you know, with job searches and this and that, whatever. But a lot of them talk about losing the, what's the word? It's like self-belonging, not self-belonging, but like I mean something. What's that called? Fuck, oh, I lost it. Like
drive or?
No, like having purpose, Purpose. Yeah, okay. Like you know what you're doing when you're in the military. Like I was talking to someone the other day about it. For the last 8 years, I woke up and knew what the fuck I was putting on. I knew where I was going to work. Well, I mean, the time I had to be there.
Yeah, I mean, think about it, though. It's like from a young age, like pre-K or kindergarten and up till, you know, graduation is you were told to show up at this building and sign up for these classes, do this to get your credits. And then for those who go into service immediately after, well, it's the same regiment.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, so, like, it's the first time, like, when your service is over, it's like, welcome to the real world and welcome to you. And you finally get to experience like all these things that everyone else has been experiencing. And it can be hard to navigate.
Yeah. Like, I think me and Sid were talking about it. This was a while ago, but he said, you know, people who have been in the military, at least for more than one tour, they're basically like institutionalized to say like in some aspect, because
absolutely
all you know is one thing. Like I won't speak in acronyms, but like if I'm texting or whatever, I'll send acronyms and it's like, what the fuck? Or just, there's so many different ways. Just
we have, I think maybe the country's largest Air Force base here in Columbus, where I'm at now. And mm-hmm. It's not uncommon in the nightlife to run into these guys and like you immediately know who they are, not only by the way that they look, but by the way that they talk. Right. And they even talk that way. It's not even like just a text. It's just like they're on an entirely different like linguistic language of mm-hmm. like service of things. It's like I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another big thing too. Just like talking about languages. Like I've, you know, wrote my resume, and like it's funny because we, at least in the Navy, we have these things called evals or evaluations. Once a year, and it's basically to see like how you rank up against everyone in your same pay grade. And you have to, at the bottom, you have to write about the stuff you did, basically like cause and effect or what you did and the outcome. And like I took all my past ones and put it on a piece of paper for my resume, and like just reading it, and you're like, if I showed this to you or Sid or a normal civilian, you'd be like, what the fuck is this even talking about? So I took like maybe 6-7 hours of just going through it again and just changing verbiage to make it, you know, relevant to corporate world or just civilian life. It's just, it's such a pain.
It is such a different landscape. And I think that might be like one of the leading calls, like to when their service is ended, to you know, down the family life or finding like work is maybe it's hard to adjust because like we're on a totally different spectrum as far as like the way that we communicate. And that sucks, frankly. But I mean, it just kind of is the way it is. But and then you have like your anomalies, like you have Adam Driver, who was a Marine, and like he starred in like the biggest films in Hollywood. You got your standouts for sure.
Yeah, Ron Riggle, him. Those are two like big, I know, actors that were former military. Oh, Gary Sinise, obviously, fucking Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump. He has a tremendous veteran, like charity. Like he, like when I went to the Blue Angels on the airbase, they had a huge tent for the Gary Sinise Foundation. So he just put up a bunch of veterans in there. I know he's huge. But yeah, like you said, it's just, you know, far and few between, like, veterans who, like, make it into something where everyone else can see, like, holy shit, they're, like, they used to serve or, you know, they served 4 years. Or I think Ron Riggle made it up to, like, I forget what the position is in the Marines, but he was, like, an 04 or 05. So, you know, he was in for quite a bit.
Right on. Well, dude, I wanted to shift the conversation over to combat sports, something that you are well-versed in. I wanted to start with your thoughts on we'll move over to UFC, and all this is put on by Dana White, so shout out Dana. But the slap, I don't even know what to call it. Slap, it's not a fight. Like, you're just
taking the turns, slap league or whatever.
Slap league. You're just taking turns slapping one another. I mean, what the devil is going on around here?
Yeah. No, that. They're taking. I think there was someone from the last Ultimate Fighter season who was on there. It's just. I don't know. I see the appealing factor for it for like some people. Like, when I first saw it, I was like, "Holy shit, this is hilarious." But it's only so funny for like the first few times you see it. And then over the period of time, I found it to be, at least for me, it's like very redundant. And it's like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, come on. I don't know. They're getting a lot of hate from the MMA community, like MMA Twitter. They're hating on it a lot.
That's really kind of my take. And I think I probably got that from the MMA community. Or just in general, like hanging out here in Relentless here in Columbus. And by the way, you got the green light on your sketch idea.
Okay.
But just hanging out with Jake, and shout out to the Man Up podcast and the Mississippi Superman show. Is like he and I were talking about it, and I was like, "There's no honor. There's no, like, it's not like if you and I had beef. And granted, I know this would be a street fight, but like you and I had beef." And like we're giving it our very best. We're going toe to toe. But no, this is me. It's I got one hand holding on to something, and then I just put my cheek out.
Yeah.
And you slap it like what? This is no. There's no proof of anything except maybe having a very strong chin, which you take someone like the Iceman from Days Gone By, or maybe even Tito Ortiz. Who over time, like, whose chin diminished.
Right.
And so, like, where's the real honor? Like, there's no real victory in this.
Yeah, I think, too, with, like, with just mixed martial arts, it's like, you could do jiu-jitsu for 20 years and, like, hone in and be, like, one of the best in jiu-jitsu. And then you get into a cage fight and you just get your ass beat because the dude you fought did kickboxing for 8 years. Jiu-jitsu for 5 years and wrestled in high school or something like that. Like, it's just, I think that's why, like,
lack of skill.
Exactly. Like, I think with the slap thing, too, it's like there's no defense. So it's like, I don't know. Like, not being able to defend yourself.
Yeah, you can't
is,
even
like,
defend yourself,
up.
You know?
Yeah, because Floyd Mayweather made defense. Like, he didn't put it on the map because Muhammad Ali really put it on the map with his movement and shit. But
rope-a-dope?
Exactly. It's just, I don't know. I think they're funny. Or like that one clip with the dude's head was swollen. He ended up winning somehow. I don't fucking know. Or like the one clip where dude slapped him. He ended up breaking his hand and he had to pull out of the fight. Whatever the fuck it is.
That got slapped, backed up, got woozy, was walking back to the table, fell down, somersaulted. And I'm like, this is the goofiest thing I've ever seen. And so it's almost like we are not like ancient Romans watching gladiator fights. This is like absolute idiocracy. It's like,
yeah, it's a clown show.
Yes. And like Dana White, I get it, man. I'm not, no hate toward the guy at all, but like, what's like, what? Why?
I don't know. Maybe because like, he saw like the reactions on Twitter, maybe, or like the internet, and he was like,
but it's almost
we might
like,
have something. I don't know.
What was it watching Dodgeball when they had like ESPN, the Ocho? They had like squirrels, like jet skiing. I mean, that is literally where we are for like sport entertainment. It's like, no, let's take this back to, I love watching anything that takes any kind of skill.
Right.
Now, granted, like any of those slap fighters or whatever they consider themselves to be, I don't want any part of them. But at the same time, I'm not putting any respect on it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And it's like Alan Belcher. You may remember him from UFC.
Mm-hmm.
And he just went up for contention for the title in bare knuckle boxing, or it's coming up. I put a lot of respect on that. I don't know
damn why. Damn right you do.
I don't know why the hell anyone would want to get in the ring and bare knuckle box. Hannah Guy done it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
Greg Hardy just got his fucking shit rocked. He got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, so I mean, I will absolutely put respect on that. But like, we have a great card this weekend for UFC.
Yes, I think. Well, this one.
285 card.
Yeah, 285 is next weekend, the 4th, March 4th. Okay. I know there's a...
Skip the weekend. We got 285.
You're good. This weekend's right here. Nikita Krylov versus Ryan Spann. It's pretty good card. You know, wet your beak with a little UFC action because we went fucking almost a month over Christmas and New Year's without a UFC card. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the first week in March, the return of the GOAT, the greatest mixed martial artist of all time, my personal favorite fighter of all time. Honestly, I don't want to say he's like my hero because he's not like a hero status, but like he's someone I look up to a lot because I noticed in life, like a lot of people that I looked up to have fucked up somehow, some way. But like,
and he happened to have fucked up quite a bit
more than once.
And that is one thing I was going to say, and like, you're probably getting there, but I can separate the artist from the art.
Right. Right. That's a very good point. But like, just in life, like I've looked up to people who fucked up once, twice, whatever, but it's like, okay, well, how do you rebound from this? Like another great example, someone who I love, Tiger Woods, fucked up once.
Still twice, the GOAT.
Three and, times. Still the and, GOAT. I fucking
and
love
clowning.
Him.
What did he just do to that guy? Hand slipped him a Tampax Pearl for out driving him?
It's so funny.
What is going on around here?
Yeah, Justin Thomas, he's like ranked sixth or seventh, fifth in the world. You know, how old is he? He's like 29, 30 years old. You know, in his prime right now. Tiger Woods outdrives him at 42 years old. And slips him a tampon. Like, people who got upset about that should, I don't want to say they should kill themselves because that's really mean. And like, we could get like in trouble for saying that, but they should like do some self-reflection and just realize that you're getting mad about someone having not an inside joke, but having a joke with a very close friend of theirs. They're him and Justin Thomas are very close, very like best friends, and like considers honestly each other brothers, older brother, younger brother. But like to get mad about that, and it was supposed to be in private. Like it was just the camera got in
just
here,
happened,
and you happened saw the TAM. You saw the TAM on the fucking thing, and it's like, oh shit, that's a fucking tampon. And like put it into context, I outdrove you. I'm gonna hand you this tampon. Like it's just. It's very funny, and it blew up on the internet.
And it's very classy, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Because like that photo should have never been grabbed, but I am so glad it was.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I've got it stored in my phone, like, best moments from 2023. Like, that is a highlight.
1,000,000%. Yeah, I think that was great.
I mean, same way, I troll the boys, too. It's like, you know, whenever a musician is getting their feet wet, and they finally, like, get their name on the marquee or whatever else. It's like first time you know, and like, I mean, we have good humor with that, but it's, it is not to that level.
I think with it too, like, I don't know if you've watched it, but on Netflix, they just released their docuseries for the golf season last year. I love golf. But they have you seen F1 Drive to Survive, where they like follow the F1 racers throughout the year?
No.
Throughout the races, but that got
What's
big.
What's going on around here?
Excuse me. But that got really big. Obviously, F1 really isn't as big in America as it is overseas. It has grown a lot in the last few years, and I think that show has a little to do with it. But the same producers from that show took that same idea and said, let's follow the game of golf. Followed the game of golf last year, and it was probably the biggest story in golf in the last 30, 40, in my lifetime at least, where you had this Saudi-backed company throwing hundreds of millions of dollars at these golfers to say, hey, come play in this new league and leave the PGA Tour, which is, you know, PGA Tour is the cream of the crop. So they followed all these golfers throughout last year, behind the scenes looks, and you just see like how much, how a lot of them are just mental alphas. Like they can't accept losing. It's just, it's so different. And I think if they did that with like other sports, like football, baseball, stuff like that, just to see like, truly behind the scenes and like how they think and how they go about their day to day. It's just incredible.
Well, I mean, just like, and I know this isn't on the pro level and you're more into the pro, but I think that we have severely screwed up college football and college sports with NILs. Will we adjust it and make it right? Like, I'm glad, like, I'm seeing female gymnasts or female swimmers or like, I thought that the money would be, it would be like NBA versus WNBA to where the money would go to the male. And like, we all know the reason, but we don't say it. It's just because it's more entertaining to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's 100% the reason.
And so like these girls aren't making the same NIL, but they are getting very good cuts. But man, like with college football right now, it's like, It's almost like a little crybaby-ish, and you have to wonder, it's like, how long till we start doing NILs on the high school level at this point?
Yeah, I know a few of them, a few big high schoolers have signed NIL deals. It's usually like their senior or junior year. I think senior year, but
imagine being 17, 8 years old and having like $1 million NIL contract, dude. Could you?
Nope, couldn't imagine.
It would ruin you.
Yep, 1,000,000%. 1,000,000% would ruin you. But I know like on the, not only like with like signing deals for companies, like I know there was one kid a few years ago who was a kicker, or a punter or something like that. And he had a YouTube channel and he had a ton of followers and he just created vlogs throughout the day. Like what's it like being a student athlete, like a D1 student athlete and whatever. The NCAA made him fucking delete his YouTube page. They said, you either delete your YouTube page and you keep playing football, or you quit football and you keep doing your YouTube page. And he was like, well, the YouTube page is successful because of what I do. What the fuck? I think he ended up deleting it. And now you see like these gymnasts and shit, like especially on TikTok, like she has like fucking 30 million followers or something fucking stupid, but she's making money from that. Other athletes, like track athletes doing YouTube, stuff like that. I think that's good, especially for people who aren't, like, on that bigger stage of, like, D1 football or even some basketball players.
I mean, what does that look like for the pros to you? Like, going back to, like, the original of, like, how you feel like it could be, like, a step in the wrong direction? Like, what do you mean by, like, maybe that on the pro stage?
What, the, like, for professional athletes?
Yeah.
Or if they're... I don't know. I think it's like the same thing, just because you have like certain like professional athletes, like they'll get sponsored by Oakley, like Patrick Mahomes does like Oakley commercials. So like, I think it's just like a little like, you know, let's dip our foot in the water before we get into this, you know, this beast of, you know, professional sports or professional organizations. I don't know. I think it's just sports evolving. Like, in 15 years from now, I guarantee you there's going to be something else that's fucking crazy. And right now, what's today, February 22nd, 2023. We're going to look back at this in fucking 2043. It'd be like, look, we were just saying back then how there's going to be something new involved and something will have been invented.
Well,
and
I mean,
just like, well, just, this is fucking stupid.
Just because you signed the data that I've got to bring this up. It's like, we will look back on women athletes fighting for their right to compete against other females instead of the likes of a Leah Thomas in swimming or things of that nature. And yeah. I hope that we understand that that was a blemish or a pimple on society, and we were able to pop that because that is not right.
Right.
Human females and males are totally different, and males will dominate. Like, I mean, that is the equivalent of me, like, you know, let's just say that I was the agent for LeBron and be like, dude, instead of playing for the Lakers, you're going to play for the WNBA women's team, Laker team.
Yep.
And he scores 300 points.
Yeah.
Now, granted, is that good basketball? No, but I'd watch it.
Yeah. A lot of, I think with like, with the, especially with the WNBA, like there's only like two or three females, I think, maybe, I'm probably wrong, but have like ever dunked like in a game, but like.
And one of those three was locked up in Russia for God knows how long.
Right. But like, if you just lower the nets to like 9, 8.5 feet, like what was the best growing up? Someone had a basketball net and you're not jacking that bitch up high to 10, the highest they could go. No. You're putting that shit at 7, 8, 9 feet and being and just dunking, and it's so much fun. So if it's fun to do that.
And hoping you think, that, and you're the guy on the block that can, and everyone else playing can't.
Right. Exactly. Like, I think it would make it, you know, more enjoyable to watch. I know other people have suggested that, but who am I compared to Richard Jefferson or whatever?
Anything else to cover in the UFC? Anything else you want to add about the Jones and Gaines fight?
Yeah, so that's next.
March 4th.
So yeah, March 4th. So it'll be next Saturday for us. I just, if you're a casual watcher of UFC,
does Gaines never have seen any chance in your eyes? I know you're a John Jones fan.
Yeah, he does, because it at heavyweight, anyone has a chance, really, like a puncher's chance. And John Jones has been out of the game for fucking 3-4 years, however long it's been. Like, ring rust, I'll always say it, ring rust is real. Let's see how serious John Jones took this camp and getting back into shape. Or not back into shape, but gaining weight.
That's always a question I have when he takes time off or with these allegations or arrests. It's like, what is that going to mean for his career?
Right.
Now, granted, I know it'll be fine financially, but like,
yeah,
I'm like you. I'm a huge fan of his. Not only because he's a GOAT, but also because he's a screw up like me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
There's something relatable there. And
he's humanized. You know what I mean? Because like a lot of people, like LeBron has never really fucked up in his life, really. Like, so you could put him on a pedestal.
Hey, mama.
but like, you know, certain athletes are put on that pedestal, like, and they're, you know, the picture perfect athlete. And like with him, he's relatable to so many people. Cause like a lot of us have a cousin who's fucked up. A lot of us has a dad who's fucked up or a mom who's fucked up or themselves is fucked up. And it's like, holy shit. Like this guy was at the top level of professional, you know, I mean, this is fighting, but like at any level. And not only was he the best at it, he was, in my opinion, what makes him the GOAT is he was fucking people up while being fucked up. And like, well, not at 100%. Like he did cocaine and was up for 36 hours or 48 hours and then beat Daniel Cormier, who a lot of people would say he's one of the best heavyweights of all time, maybe even the best light heavyweight of all time.
I'm replaying the highlights and the fights in my mind, and there's not many John Jones fights that I haven't seen.
Yeah, and, I like the standing guillotine, and the Leona Machida is just so,
and so rare cool. And rare is it that I would bet against him. Never. Would Vegas.
Yeah, no, I mean right now he's a -155 favorite.
He's like the equivalent of, like, you remember GSP in his prime?
Yep.
Like, it is that. It's like he just looks unbeatable. Even Anderson the Spider Silva just looked unbeatable in his prime.
Yep.
Like, yeah, there's not another man that can do this.
If you're the casual watcher and you only buy like one or two cards a year, maybe one, buy this fucking card.
This one.
Jon Jones is the main event. And then even before that, you have arguably the greatest female fighter ever. A lot of people talk about Ronda Rousey. They talk about Amanda Nunes. But Valentina Shevchenko is a legitimate assassin. She's so fast. She's so much fun to watch.
That's my girl.
And then the very first fight of the main card, you have a prospect in his first UFC fight. He is on the Dana White Contender Series, I think twice. College phenom, college wrestler, Bo Nickel. He's fighting his debut fight at middleweight. And he's just dominant. Like, he just takes – he's America's version or America's hope at having our own Khabib.
Just an absolute animal?
Yeah. Yes.
You would trust him at a circus wrestling a grizzly bear?
A grizzly, I don't know. Maybe like a teenage grizzly, maybe. Like deep clawed, maybe. I don't know.
And look, I'll say this. Out of all the Bows I've met in my life, and I have a few, like a guy named Bo is not a man to be trifled with, okay? Personal experience.
Love it. But yeah, this card's worth buying. I will not suggest anyone stream it illegally. Buy the fucking card. Do yourself the due diligence.
Well, Jared, anything else to do before we part ways here?
I don't think so. If you're interested in checking out my stream or just asking questions about
plug away.
Like I said, anything, JFK_headshots on Twitch. Download the Twitch app, or you can even log in on your computer. Make an account. It doesn't cost a penny. You can watch people play sports. You can, sports video games, whatever video games you like. Right now, while we've been doing this podcast, I've been streaming. You can watch people just chatting, talking about whatever. Find people who are interesting. Follow them, whatever.
You can find your people.
Exactly. Find your niche. Get into it. But it's completely free. You're not going to get bugged with fucking notifications. You could turn notifications off, but if you would like, you could turn them on whenever I'm going live. That'd be sick. But all I'm asking for is a follow. Download it, make an account, follow. JFK_headshots. You can also follow me on same JFK_headshots on TikTok and YouTube. Like I said before, I'm just trying to take clips of my gameplay and throwing it on there just to watch a quick 20 seconds, 30 seconds, because we all have TikTok brains.
No doubt about that. That is one thing that is released. It's like our retention rate as humans is now less than that of a goldfish. And with that being said, Jared, thank you so much. I have no idea why your mother made your middle name start with F, but I am so glad she did.
Me too.
Take care of yourself, man. We're out of here.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, man.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Thank you. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.